Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you for joining us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. And for those who don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John Crenshaw is a senior pastor, along with his wonderful wife, ladies and gentlemen, at Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. And the zip code is 30214. And we'll give you more details about the church and its ministry and how to get in touch with the church as well after Bishop brings the word today. But today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is titled When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw, and we're excited about that. We come with Luke to start off. Luke 18 talks about why men always ought to pray. So Bishop is going to bring us an awesome word. He's going to be talking about his wonderful, wonderful When Men Pray prayer journal. Volume 1, he'll be talking about that. We'll give you more information about how to be a part of that and get that as well after Bishop talks tonight. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to invite you out to listen to Bishop on When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, we're going to open up your mic right now. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Elder Kevin. We praise God tonight for being in on the air to talk about prayer. The Lord is gracious and merciful to us, allowed us to see another day. We're going to talk about faith tonight, about prayer, faith, and how important it is as we as men, as we pray, and we pray, and women as well, as we pray with faith and believe in God that He's able to do exceedingly abundant above. Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Matthew 21:22, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believe, and ye shall receive. Praise God. As we pray, Father, we thank you once again that you have allowed us to go on the airways. We speak life tonight, and we speak, Lord, the word of God, because the word of God will not return to you void, as Isaiah 55:11 said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth will not return to me void, but it will accomplish that I plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto I send it. As we pray in faith tonight, believing God, as we call upon the name of the Lord, he will answer our prayers. And he said, where two or three touching agree and asking anything in my name, that I will do. And Matthew's, praise God, as we said in 21:22, and we ask anything, and believe in prayer, ye shall receive it. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you. We thank you, God. We call those things that be not as though they already are. We thank you, Lord, that you watchest over your word to perform it, and so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not, it shall not, it cannot return to you void, but it will accomplish that which you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Praise God. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. If you want faith, then believing the word of God will give you faith as you read it, as you speak it, as because in your mouth lie life and death. Praise God. But as you speak, know that God is going to answer your prayer. Know that God hears you when you pray. Know that he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he have to repent. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. Father, we thank you once again tonight, even as you fill the airways with your spirit and your anointing. We thank you, God, for every ear that is open to the sound of my voice and to your word. I thank you that you will give them clarity in everything that they declare and they speak according to your word, that it will come to pass as you said in your word. And your Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and put into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But God, we thank you, Lord, you said in your word, you will hold no good thing from them that loves you. We thank you tonight, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We give you all the praise, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. And we call those things that be not as though they already are. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It's not sound by the wisdom of men, the power of God. Your faith is built only through the word of God. Faith will stand because the word of God says it, and it has to come to pass. And as we decree and declare, we touch and agree with you tonight. Praise God, is God going to do exactly what he said according to his word, even in your life? Because God says, as the word of God said, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And I thank you tonight, God. We thank you. We counsel every assignment of the enemy. We thank you tonight for healing. We thank you tonight for deliverance. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We give you praise and we glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt your name. And Lord, we glorify you for what you've already done and what you're going to continue to do in the lives of your people everywhere. Praise God. We give you thanks right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We praise you. Know that your prayers are being answered as you pray. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's a confidence that you put on believing God, that you are asking that God is going to perform the thing that you are asking him to do.
Praise God. It is a confidence. Faith is a confidence in something or somebody. Praise God. As your confidence has been built on the Word of God, as you read the Word of God and believe the Word of God, God will manifest it and bring it to pass in your life. No matter what it looks like, if God says it, He's going to do it. Galatians 6 and 9 said, let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Because faith is a believing something that you don't see with your natural eye, but your word has been spoken. And because you spoke the word, God watches over His word to perform what He said. And if He says it, He's going to bring it good. He's going to make it good. Praise God, as He told Joshua, as He told him to march around the walls of Jericho, praise God, and He gave them specific instruction for them to march around it 6 days one time, and on the seventh day, march around the walls of Jericho seven times, and praise God, on the seventh round, make a shout. And praise God, and they followed the instruction of God. Praise God, the wall fell flat because they believed the Lord at His word. They took Him at His word. Praise God, have no view of fight in the natural, but the spiritual connection with the that God will bring it to pass for them. As well as God bringing the pass for the people as they march around the walls of Jericho, as we stand tonight, we sit tonight, as we speak tonight, but we speak in the faith to you tonight that God is able to do exceedingly above all that you can think or ask. I touch and agree with you tonight through the hours. I touch and agree with you through the word of God and I stand in agreement with you that God will do what He said He will do. And praise God, we praise the Lord tonight as we continue to keep faith, praise God, alive. Everywhere you go, everything you're going through, keep faith alive no matter what the situation is like, no matter what the circumstance is saying to you, no matter what the circumstance look like, praise God, and it appears to be. Never mind, don't be worried in it because God is still, and He's still in control. Know that God is able to do that. He will not have made you a promise and not able to be able to come on. Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. In other words, I can do exactly what the word says I can do as I speak it in faith, as I believe it in faith, and as I believe it in faith, I begin to respond to what the word of God says by believing and hoping and doing and acting. Praise God. It's an automatic, like if you're going to apply for a job, praise God, faith says, praise God, I believe that God is going to give me this job, but I must go and apply. Praise God, I must go and fill out an application. I must go online, praise God, and put in the information, letting them know I am interested in the job, praise God. And because I work in faith, I had to do something, praise God, because faith is a action word. One must do something, praise God, in order for God to manifest His promise to you in your life. So as the people of God, as they obey God and walk around the walls of Jericho, praise God, exactly what God told them to do, no more, no less, praise God, 6 days they march around, not saying anything, just marching, and I know the enemy will come and try to get you in weary and get you worried and not thinking it's going to happen because it doesn't look like what God has said it's going to be. But never mind what it looks like because you can't go by what it's seeing with your natural eye. But your spiritual man is being connected with the word of God and with the power of God. Your faith connects, praise God. Your faith connects, and because your faith connects with what the word of God says, your response is action that you do exactly what God said. So here as we pray in tonight, we pray in faith. We pray in faith. We ask in faith. We believe in faith. We move in faith. We speak in faith. as we pray, as we pray the word, we pray in faith. We speak the word, we speak it in faith. Praise God. And as we do that, God will manifest himself. Well, I've seen it so many times that God has done exactly what we ask him to do because we was obedient to his word. Faith is an action word. Faith is something one must do. Praise God. Faith is something, as the faith of substance of things hoped for. Something is out of sight, but it do exist. But faith says I can receive it if I can believe it. So as we continue to pray, Father God, we thank you tonight. We call those things that be not as though they already are. We thank you tonight. You're lining our faith up with your word. You're lining our belief up with your word. You're lining our thoughts up with your word. We thank you tonight. As we continue to be connected to your word, we know the manifestation must come to pass in our lives. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Matter of fact, faith, praise God, will work for anybody. Faith will work for anyone. You don't have to be a Christian, praise God. If you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. But it's important that you need to know the Lord. You need to know him as your Lord and Savior. You need to know him and have salvation, have a relationship one-on-one with him. So faith will take you to that place that you can trust, to believe, and you can hold on, and you can wait on God to do exactly what he do wants you to do. But while you wait, speak that word, declare that word, carry out the things that God had told you to do by being obedient and acting on the word of God. So faith is an action word, so I must apply something in order for it to come past. God promised us something, but we must do our part in order for it to come to pass. So as we continue to teach tonight and pray tonight, knowing that God hears us when we pray. 1 John 5:14 said, and this is the comfort we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, we know that he heareth us, and we have the petition that we desire of him. If we know that he hears us, praise God, knowing that he is going to answer the prayer that we pray. And this is the confidence. We have assurance. This is the confidence. This is our sign that he hears us because we are comfortable to know that God is going to bring it to pass in our lives. This is the covenant that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will is his word. His will is his word. So, Father, we thank you tonight as you continue to reveal your word, open the eyes of our understanding, and enlighten us in your word. As we speak the word, we decree the word, we declare, and we hold fast to the promises of God, know that he is going to manifest it in our lives. Praise God. As we hold fast to the promise of God, praise God, I'm not letting hold to the word of God. Sometimes it doesn't always happen at that moment. It does not always happen at that particular time that you think that it's going to happen. But God is never late. He's always on time. He never fails. But we have to hold fast to the faith. Faith is believing, trusting, and waiting on the Lord to answer and to do what he says he's going to do in our lives. As we as believers and we as unbelievers, praise God, as we hold fast, we believe, we trust, knowing that God is going to bring it to pass in our lives. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you. We cast down every imagination, every spirit of fear. We cast out every spirit of doubt. We cast down every spirit of unbelief tonight. We cast down everything that's not like you. And we speak boldly, authority under the power of the Holy Ghost. We speak under the anointing of God. We speak on the word of God. And we decree and declare it is already done according to your word. And we never give you praise. And we call it so. It's been sealed in heaven and it's sealed on the earth. God, and we glorify you for it. We exalt your name above every name. And at the name of Jesus, Yeshua, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We thank you tonight as we walk in faith and not by sight. We believe your word. We take you at your word, knowing that you are not God, that you are alive, nor the Son of Man, that you have to repent. If you said it, you're going to bring it to pass. We give you glory. We praise you for it. Even when it's out of sight, even when it's out of existence, so we can't touch it or we can't see it. But we know that, God, you are able to bring it to the full fruition in our lives. We know that you're able to do that thing which seems impossible with man, but it's not impossible with you, God. We thank you for that door being open even now. We thank you for that body being healed even now. We thank you for that cancer being dried up even now. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for that family. We thank you right now, that child. We thank you, God, you're manifesting yourself in right now as we speak tonight. We give you praise as we walk by faith and not by sight. We decree and declare your word. And we glorify you so, and we give you glory and honor. And it is so even now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We glorify you. And he spake a parable unto them that men should always to pray and not to faint. St. Luke 18 and 1. Men should always to pray and not to faint. In other words, keep praying. Can't see a thing happening. Keep praying. We don't feel nothing. Keep praying when you don't hear nothing. Keep praying when it looks like ain't nothing changing. Keep praying knowing that it's going to bring you to pass in your life. It's already been finished. At the beginning, it was already done. It's completed already. Praise God. Manifestation is going to be manifested in your life even tonight. The manifestation, we give you glory for it, God. We praise you for it, God. We thank you for it now. We walk by faith. And not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith, believing, speaking it, decreeing and declaring it over and over and over and over again. Praise God. We glorify the God tonight. We thank you for every soul that is on this airline tonight. We thank you, God, as you speak a word into their lives. Hope beyond what they see or what they feel. Give them hope beyond their imagination. Because now is to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think of, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. And Lord, we give you praise and we glorify you tonight. It is so. It is done as we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise the Lord. Elder Kevin.
Amen, praise Bishop. Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give Bishop a round of applause and give the Lord a hand. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Crenshaw. When men pray, you're listening to When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. We're so excited about that. For those who don't know, Bishop Crenshaw is senior pastor along with Dr. Janice Crenshaw, his wife, of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. We want to give you some information and some announcements about that as well. So we thank God for Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, the address for the church is 390 for those moving into the metro Atlanta area, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. This is Kingdom Life Worship Center, full gospel, full Bible, Pentecostal, ladies and gentlemen, ministry. We're excited about that. 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Services start Saturday morning at 11 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. You can contact me for more information at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, Bishop has an awesome journal, a wonderful journal called When Men Pray, Prayer Journal, Volume 1. And we want to encourage everyone. I want to encourage everybody, ladies and gentlemen, to order that, get a copy of that for your workshops, men's meetings, men's prayer retreats, men's training classes on prayer, and, of course, men's conferences as well. So the 12 Weeks of Targeting Prayer by Bishop John Crenshaw, that particular journal is only $12, ladies and gentlemen. So you can do two things. You can contact this number for more information at 678-304-9952. To order, or you can contact me, Elder Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233. That's 404 888-401-0233 or 678-301-9952. That is the When Men Pray Prayer Journal, Volume 1 by Bishop John Crenshaw Legion. Powerful information, powerful word, because we know when men pray, things change, ladies and gentlemen. We're so excited about that. And also, too, for more information about the church ministry, ladies and gentlemen, give me a call at 404. That's Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. And we're excited about that. Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. services start. And, again, you can call Elder Kevin Vaughn about that as well at 404-401-0233. So thank you so much. Let's give God a hand for Bishop and this powerful word today. When men pray. Yeah. I love it. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, also to be looking out, we're going to put out a schedule here real soon. And Bishop is starting this series on our network, and we thank God for his time doing that. So, and taking the time out to be with us today. And this is global, so we want to share this out with everybody. So guess what, guys? You can put this out there so you can listen to Bishop over and over again. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That allows you to listen to the broadcast over and over. So all of Bishop's broadcasts are going to be pre-recorded, or of course live, and then saved on the archive so you can actually download it. But if you have any problems getting to it, I'll send you the link, but you can literally download it and put it on your website, put it on a CD, listen to it in the car, or of course share it out with everybody that you know. And again, just give me a text or email at 404-401-0233. That's great. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're kicking off the When Men Pray. Ladies and gentlemen, Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Life Worship Center, Fayetteville, Georgia. And his prayer journal, When Men Pray, Prayer Journal, Volume 1, only $12, ladies and gentlemen. You can order that today. Follow Bishop through the series. And, of course, even invite Bishop out to talk about that at your workshops, men's meetings, and prayer retreats as well. So we're looking forward to networking with you guys out there. And we're going to be contacting some other men's ministries as well and invite them over to the network and also invite them to invite Bishop out to talk to them about prayer. When men pray, things happen, ladies and gentlemen. We're so excited about that. Well, thank you so much. Hey, that's been your announcements for today. We're excited about that. Be looking out for the next weeks coming. And we'll be posting this on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Web Talk, all the new platforms that we have available to you out there so you can listen to Bishop on the power of prayer when men pray. All right. Hey, guys, we got to go. We just wanted to stay with you too long. We thank you so much for your time. And we're going to see you next time on the network as well. So the goal is to be here on Thursday evenings. We'll be putting out a schedule for you guys after Bishop approves it so we can have you be a part of that. But believe me, you will be getting notification about the shows coming up in the future so you can be a part of that. And we want you guys to share this with your men and your family, your young teenagers and the family as well, and even those who can hear, right? Anybody can hear the word, right? So we want to encourage everybody to be a part of the programming as well. All right. Hey, we want you to have a great evening, everybody. Thank you so much for your time again. We want you to have a great rest of the week. The weekend's coming up for some around the country, so we thank you so much for that. And may the Lord continue to bless you. And we thank Bishop John Crenshaw for his time tonight being with you. All right, guys. Hey, we're so excited for you. This has been your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn, with Bishop John Crenshaw on When Men Pray. We get real excited about that, and we thank God for you. Okay. Hey, we're going to see you next time. And again, if you need some more details about Bishop's journal or the ministry, give me a call, 404-401-0233, and we'll talk to you next time. Okay, we'll see you now. Thank you so much for your time, and God bless. Bye-bye now.